We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And a good morning to you. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold in for the guys. Excited to be with you today. It's a big day for Chucks around here, Limits.
Very
Chuck
big
Noel
day.
Field.
Yesterday
Chuck
was
Conco
a
yesterday.
Huge day for Chuck. Credit to you, Jason, for putting that together, getting a great day for Chuck. I had the pleasure of meeting him on Saturday at Steel City Galleries at another Chuck in Uniontown-like day. And the way that the Pirates treated him yesterday, it looked awesome from what I saw on your social feeds.
Very cool, man. Very cool. Credit to Zangrilli, Brian Warecki from the Pirates, not just me, team effort. People around Chuck, some of his friends helped out. It was so cool, man. It was so cool to see a grown man. I wrote this in a column today. Like, he's 73. It's like a six-year-old on Christmas getting to open presents. And I know you don't have kids, Limits. Maybe you will one day if you want them, whatever.
Like, I was
you'll
six
get that
one
feeling.
Day. I
you
know
were
the feeling.
Six. But I'm telling you, dude, it's better seeing your kids open something than anything. Like, their head's going to pop off. I would rather have that a million times over than get a present myself. And to see Chuck, like, that was what this was. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit off the hop. I mean, there's so much to get into Steelers-wise. We're not going to ignore that. Limits and I are going to dive into a bunch of Steelers topics and what this season means for them. I've got a theory. I don't know if I'd call it interesting, but it's certainly debatable. There's so much on today's show. That'll take us right into Off the Top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Just a rundown of what we're going to do today. Again, a little bit of my day with Chuck Conco yesterday at PNC Park. We'll talk about that. Take that into some Steelers topics and our general expectations and what we thought with Omar Khan talking yesterday, what Mike Tomlin said, and sort of where this ties back to, in my opinion, hint, hint, and some of the names that I just mentioned. A special treat at 11 o'clock, Garrett Webster is the son of Mike Webster. We're going to talk to Garrett about, it's been 20 years since Dr. Bennett Amalu's paper on CTE and studying Mike Webster's brain sort of opened the door and changed the conversation on concussions in football and contact sports in general. And I wrote a column recently on Garrett Webster and Mike Webster's wife, Pam, and going to talk about all that. It's going to be a fun discussion. Dan Zangrilli, of course. Dan might have been the second happiest person in PNC Park yesterday, Limits, with Chuck coming into the booth and them anchoring pregame together. And then Dan came down to the suite. It was a lot of fun. So we'll talk some Pirates with Dan and what they should do with the trade deadline. Obviously, get his thoughts on Chuck. And the Pirates are in a very interesting spot, I do believe. Just to further tease that, Noah Hiles, my colleague at the Post-Gazette, added a story about them attracting interest in O'Neal Cruz. Basically, every player on the roster right now is like some form of interesting around the trade deadline other than Paul Skenes. I want to kick it around with Limits on what they should do. What we think they will do. There's just a lot of interesting ins and outs there. And Jeff Hathorne will join us at 1:30, Odyssey Sports Director from Latrobe. As Austin said, they get started at 1:55 today. Limits, what do you think about the change in practice time? I love it. I'm like low-key really excited, proud, pleased, something. Get rid of this morning practice crap. Practice in the afternoon. Endure the heat.
For the show purposes, I think it would have been nice to be able to have practice during the day so that we can immediately react to it. But for their purposes, yeah, I do think having it more so in the heat where they're just going through the ringer. And also, I think it's more beneficial, maybe, I might be wrong, from a fan perspective also to go a little bit later in the day than to go earlier.
That's tough to get, like from the South Hills and stuff, to get out there that early. I don't know.
It's difficult. I've tried it.
Yeah.
So having it later on now, I think it's better.
All right. I'm psyched about it from the team building perspective. I'm excited to get out there as soon as I possibly can. I'm not sure when that will be. I'm in here tomorrow as well, and then heading up to Cooperstown, actually, for the weekend. Little Dave Parker trip. I'm excited for that. Bringing the family this time. That's going to be interesting. We rented a cabin in the middle of nowhere, so I don't know how that's going to work
out
for
me. That'll be fascinating.
Yeah, it will.
I plan on going to Cooperstown in a couple weeks when I go up to Vermont for my big wiffle ball trip that you
that I wrote about
last year. Yes.
Have you ever been?
Our second
year. Have you ever been to Cooperstown?
I have not.
Oh.
This will be the first experience that I'll have at Cooperstown.
I can't. We're going to have to text and talk about this off air.
I have made it a point to go to Cooperstown on the way up because we can drive right through Cooperstown to Vermont. And when we drive back, we drive right past the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
What
so
a trip.
I'm just trying to make sure my friends are good with it, but I'm the one driving, so they might have to be good with it, and we're going to hit both museums.
Oh, man. Are you staying over in Cooperstown? Or
no.
Are you just like hitting? Okay.
We're going to hit Cooperstown for about, how long should I spend at Cooperstown? That's
the
main thing that I've been trying to think of. Now, Dave Parker will also be inducted by then, and I'll probably wear my Parker, Stargell, or Clemente jerseys. I'm not sure which one. Probably end up going with Clemente, but Parker right around the Hall of Fame induction weekend would make sense, too.
You can't go wrong. I would a lot of time, though, limits. I don't think you're going to want to be through that thing quickly.
We talking 2 hours, 2.5 hours, 3 hours?
I'd go 4 or 5.
Ooh, okay.
I'd say let's go 4.
Because you know me, I'm a baseball nerd.
Right,
and a baseball
I know.
Nut.
I would be stunned if you got through all of that in 2 hours. Stunned.
Yeah, that's what I originally had allotted.
Yeah.
Just so that we could get up to Vermont for the welcome event for the tournament.
And there's also cool stuff outside. Like, I'm excited for this trip to go to, like, Main Street on Cooperstown. There's all kinds of shops and restaurants and stuff. Like, you should eat there. You should stop and hang out a little bit if you can. But the museum itself, man, is... It's more than 2 hours.
Yeah, maybe we should. We spent like 4 hours in Canton at the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I could see that.
The College Football Hall of Fame, my sister and I went before we went to the Peach Bowl when Penn State played Ole Miss. We probably spent 45 minutes in there. I was like, is there more? Like, is there, that is a small museum. They built it about 15 years ago, and they continue to add to it, but it is not, it's like half the size of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Maybe probably smaller than that.
Yeah. It's kind of, the NHL's kind of that way. I mean, I like the NHL Hall of Fame, don't get me wrong, but I mean, that's 2 hours. You can get that done in 2 hours. I would definitely put Cooperstown in the NFL scale of time you need to get through that thing. It is hefty. And you just don't, like, it's really well done. You don't want to rush that.
No, I don't.
You're not going to want to go anywhere.
That means we're going to have to leave even earlier.
That's all right.
On Thursday morning next week.
That's why they have coffee limits.
That I have never drank. I've never drank coffee more than like twice.
Well, you'll get there. You'll get there one day. You'll get there.
Texter, limits may have a statue made and put in the Wiffle Ball Hall of Fame. Now, what would the statue be of me? Nobody wants to see that.
I don't. Maybe by the time you're around statue territory.
They might not even put a statue of me up at our own field, let alone Cooperstown.
You're still in the middle of your career. Who gets a statue in the middle of their career?
Fair. 6 years into my career. And remember,
it's
you need like
a statue of limitations.
Remember, you need a seven. Very good. You need a 7 year peak, remember, to be able to reach the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Like a good 7 year window that some people say Andrew McCutchen only had 5 for, even though I think he's a borderline Hall of Famer and will end up probably getting in on a veterans committee. I need to find that 7 year peak.
Yeah. It's kind of a bummer about the Pirates. And well, I know that's a broad question, but I had thought, sorry, we've gone like way sideways of what I wanted to talk about, but it's good. I thought with Kutch limits that if he came back to Pittsburgh and got the Pirates in the playoffs and turned things around again, for me, that was going to like solidify him as a Hall of Famer. I wasn't going to question that. That's so much done in an individual market for a team that has struggled over the years. And the fact that they stink, it's just you don't have that.
Well, and I think it further elevates what he did the first time around in winning MVP in 13 and how he was able to lift that team in an organization that was bad before him and was bad once he left. And at this point, I mean, at 38, there's really nothing that he can do to be able to just say, hey, I'll put this team on my back, come follow me, just get carried, where it further elevates that three-year window that they had and the success that he ultimately had from about 2011 to 2016.
Yep. All right, let's get back on topic here, or at least get near the topic. It's been a little while. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The fan text line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So I wanted to start off just by talking a little bit about Chuck, my day with Chuck, some insides, what happened. I wrote a column at postgazette.com, but this is a much better forum to just kind of give you a peek behind the curtain and why things went the way they did or how things went the way they did. Major shout out to M&R Transport in Uniontown who donated a van and Gary was our driver and took us back and forth. It was not an easy drive or M&R Transit, excuse me, not transport, but that was really cool of them. And it was fun to ride in a van. We get to Uniontown. And so I drove to Chuck's place and I actually drove to M&R and left my car there, but we pick up Chuck yesterday morning. And immediately when we get in, Chuck just starts going. He just starts going. He's riled up, ready to talk about the Pirates. It's awesome. The whole ride there, we're talking various Pirates things. And so Chuck had called me a couple days ago to just check in, make sure we're good to go on this. And he's like, you know, I don't want to impinge. I don't want to ask for things. Like, whatever happens, you know, I'm going to be so thrilled. I'm so excited. He's like, but I'd really like to meet Jim Leland. And so I sent a text trying to get this lined up, and we didn't know if Jim was going to be at the ballpark. And I just thought this was so cool. So when we pulled in to the cul-de-sac by the Maz statue, I did a double take at first. I'm like, there's no way there's Jim Leland right there, like walking in the exact same time. Like that's fate, man. That was so cool. And so I immediately went up to Jim and said hello, and I'm like, hey, you know, Chuck is here. Can you? Oh, of course. Yeah. And Jim went over, and Chuck was just blown away. And it was the first of several of those such instances. Really, really cool. So we get inside, and I'm you know, going around with Chuck, and so we take Chuck down to the batting tunnel, or you know, outside of the Pirates clubhouse. That was kind of our plan. We're gonna hang there and see who we see, and Donnie Kelly was going to pop out and whatever anybody else, you know, if they didn't have something going on, they're going to stop and say hi to Chuck. So Paul Skeens goes out to throw. And I think he was going to throw. He was going to the field. And Paul, you know, Paul does this, and it's not a criticism at all. He's like got his blinders on. You know, he goes out and he's doing his thing. And Chuck was like, oh, man, I really wish Paul would have stopped. And he was like all kind of bummed about it. And Paul finishes up his day and then comes in and says hello and stops and chats with them for a little bit. And then after that moment was just one of the coolest things ever. I mean, that is like, you know, you've got your kid and the big crit that you bought him a PS5 or something. Their head's about to pop off. Like Chuck was just so blown away that Paul stopped on the way in. And he thought he missed Paul, but chatted with him for a while. That was awesome. Donnie Kelly came by, Greg Brown came by, so we're doing all that. When we go upstairs, to see Danny Zangrilli. He hops on the pregame show, and you know, we kind of didn't tell Chuck a lot about that intentionally, but I was joking with him. The Pirates gave him a credential, and we told him, like, Chuck, you're not loafing, man. Like, we're putting you to work. Danny said, this is not an off day for you, Chuck. And he's cracking up the whole time. So he immediately gets on the air, and him and Dan just cutting it up. It was so good. Impromptu, like, you know, just winging it. And Dan did a great job with him. And so we do that. Then Bob Walk stops in, Guy Junker stops in, you know, anybody who can find Chuck or sees Chuck just wanting to say hello. And then we did the play ball thing on the field, which he was like workshopping this on the ride in. That was really funny.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Where I told him, like, hey, the Pirates want you to be the play ball guy. Are you okay with that? And he's like, oh, yeah, of course. Thinks about it. He goes, I'm going to quote Willie Stargell. I'm going to say play ball. Don't work ball. And he just keeps, like, kind of workshopping his speech. I was a little nervous because I know they just want you to say play ball.
That's it. They just want, like, 5 seconds and move past it.
Yep. I don't care. They didn't care. It was great. This guy has spent so much time on hold. Spent so much time passionately caring for the Pirates. We're talking about a 73-year-old man with cerebral palsy that has about the greatest outlook on life ever. You can wait. I don't even know when first pitch was yesterday, and I frankly don't care. He's going to talk. He's going to get his words out.
As so, he should.
Yeah, it was fantastic. So we had that, and then there's a video that I tweeted. King Jamison, one of the video guys for us at the Post-Gazette, King does a lot of multimedia stuff, but he captured this, and I'm so glad he did. I tried to get my phone out. Chuck was going along the warning track up the third base line, and I didn't expect this. Maybe I should have. We're walking off the field, and like literally people see him and start clapping, standing, hey, Chuck. I've never been a part of something like that, Limits, where like you're in the middle of a stand. Obviously, it's not for me. I'm standing back and trying to let, you know, Chuck have his moment while also like helping him steer his wheelchair. But just like in the middle of that, that was so cool and so powerful. Pirates fans voicing their love of Chuck. It was a great time. It was a great time.
Yeah, I saw the video and, you know, it was cool how he was kind of just waving towards them and just kind of soaking it in and looking towards the crowd. And, you know, he means a lot to this Pirates fandom. And I'm glad that he was able to get back to the ballpark for the first time in, what, 12 years?
Yeah.
First time since 13.
13.
And, you know, he's somebody who has just been such a backbone of this fan base, really at the top on the Mount Rushmore of Pirates fandom.
It really is.
And he always, as you mentioned, he always has a very positive look on life. I talked to him for about 2 hours Saturday, and there, yeah. He didn't say anything negative. He was telling me just about all of his life experiences, and he also is just so knowledgeable about baseball. That it's
yes.
Man, he could tell you things about the 1925 Pirates that you never even knew existed. 100 years ago, Chuck wasn't alive, obviously, and he can tell you whatever you want to know about that team. He was telling me old high school basketball notes from the 50s.
From like, his high school?
From his high school, yes.
Guilbeault Catholic.
Yeah, yep. And he was talking about their basketball team and how successful they were on multiple runs, a state championship they played against Philadelphia that they expected Guilbeault not even to show up for because they thought they'd get run out of the gym and ended up winning it. So
it's funny. I got the same thing.
He's
they went 26-0
yep.
in 1978.
He's a wealth of knowledge.
I think it was 1970. He really is. Like, he's just such a beautiful mind. And I mean, some of the like the recall that he has. Oh, it's funny. And this is the last point I'll make about this, and I'll move into some Steeler stuff. But do you know he remembers phone numbers? He's like Kramer in the alarm clock. Like, he has the internal alarm clock. So he was asking, our King Jemison was with us, and Sebastian Fultz, two Post-Gazette photographers, or multimedia people, and was asking for their phone numbers because they were awesome, like helping care for Chuck and all that stuff. And I was going to write their numbers down for him. He's like, no, I'll remember it. Just tell me. And he just remembers phone numbers, like remembers my number without writing it down. It's unbelievable. Chuck's recall is something else. So Chuck had a great time. There's a column, postgazette.com. Please check it out. And just an amazing day. I could talk forever about that, but we will transition over to the other Chuck, Chucknell Field, which will be populated by Steelers players very shortly. First day, first official practice day in Latrobe today. I'm psyched for it, Limits. I wrote a column, and not to keep referencing my columns, but about this is the most exciting, intriguing Steelers training camp of my lifetime. Of yours, can you think of one that's
no.
more?
I'm
at a loss. The only one I have is post after Ben was drafted. But I think this is going to be just fascinating theater.
I think the 16 season, when there was like a lot of realistic belief, like, sure, the defense isn't very good, but look at what we have with the Killer Bees. Look at our offensive line. Look at what's been built up with Todd Haley.
Yeah.
There were like significant Super Bowl aspirations. This is different.
But we weren't going to learn anything in camp, though.
Right. This year, obviously, more new pieces than you could have ever imagined. New quarterback. Arthur Smith with the new quarterback. There's still questions on Smith. Plus a revamped defense that no longer has Minka and has your $41 million a year pass rusher wanting to move around in the defense. So there is going to be a lot to glean from these practices. We also can't overreact to camp results.
Oh,
and
the heck we can't, Limits. Get out of here with that nonsense.
Like we did with 5-for-5 Kenny Pickett and spring training results every year for the Pirates. Remember when Henry Davis hit like 5 home runs in spring training last year?
Oh, I remember.
Uh-huh.
And Jack Sawinski, too.
And we all
Jack
thought he
Sawinski.
Was back. So those are the types of things where you can glean some things, but proceed with caution. The caution signs are up.
No.
Put the blinkers on.
No. Look, man, if we can't overreact to training camp or spring training, I'm out.
Oh, we'll overreact to some things, but when the rubber meets the road, we got to make sure that, you know, the flags are out and we're just putting right judgment on things as well.
All right, get out of here with the logical talk. I want to get out over my skis on some ridiculous stuff. All right.
Will Howard will end up having a couple of great passes and people will say he should be the starter.
Oh, no
or
doubt.
There'll be an interception from Corey Trice in the yep. secondary. Oh, how can Corey Trice factor in?
He can't.
Bob and I have already joked about this. You know that if there's an interception from like James Pierre or something, it's going to be, oh, Charlie, do you think James Pierre has a chance to factor into the defense this year? What about Juan Thornhill? Sebastian Castro, his backup, just made a couple of plays. Should Sebastian Castro be the starter at safety, Charlie? Stuff like that.
No.
Well, that'll be fun.
No. But all of that being said, the Steelers' busy offseason, I do think it says something fascinating about their, I don't know, hierarchy. We'll call it that. I think it says something about Mike Tomlin. I think it says something about how they see themselves. I think it says something about Omar Khan. There's a bunch of stuff that Limits was talking about that I think is relevant to the discussion with the Steelers, and we'll get to a lot of it. I want to talk today about position battles. which ones we're excited to watch. I want to talk today about where this could go wrong, some areas that concern me regarding the Steelers. I think that's completely fair. I think you probably feel the same way. Nobody's going to look at the Steelers and think that this is fail-proof. It certainly is not. But when we look at this team, what are they trying to tell us? How do they see themselves? And when Omar Khan talks, it's not always easy to pick out what he's trying to say. He's very careful with his words. And you have to kind of pick and parse. And I thought what he said yesterday about a team that can win the Super Bowl, gearing up for the Super Bowl, like, I don't think that's what they think. Like, if you add all of this stuff up together, the moves, what Khan said, I think some of what they've been pursuing, they're trying to stave off calamity. They're trying to keep the head coach in his spot. And I think the head coach is doing that by pursuing some stuff that's outside the norm for them. And I guess what I'm saying, too, is it all comes back to Mike Tomlin. A lot of this is going to say a lot about Mike Tomlin's future. One of the things Omar said that really, Steelers general manager Omar Khan. I'm going to get somebody calling in here saying that I'm biased because I did not use his full name and title. Notice I was not referring to Bob Nutting. I was referring to Omar. So Steelers general manager Omar Khan talked about a youth movement potentially on its way next year. And that makes sense. A lot of these guys were on one-year deals. If this goes poorly, bye-bye. We'll move on, as they should. If this goes well, I'm not sure the Steelers are going to be in a position where it makes a lot of sense to retain them. By paying a pass rusher $41 million a year, the Steelers have made certain choices. Okay. But those choices don't really lead to building on this in any sustainable way. The guys with multi-year commitments, I get that. They're spending a lot on their defense, I get that. But again, staving off calamity is kind of a way I would describe what they're doing. If they go another year with this, and especially if they go another year with Tomlin taking the type of swing that he has for this season, and they miss, I mean, at that point, how do you not move on? I don't understand. I mean, I'm not saying it's all going to work, but I'm saying that I can't ignore what would happen if it doesn't. 9 years without a playoff win. You've went out and made some moves that, on paper, they don't look great. A 41-year-old quarterback, going to get another cornerback in Jalen Ramsey. There's not really a clear-cut path to use him. I don't have any problem with the move. Again, I'm just saying it's not linear. You don't have this opening, plug it with that. Bring in Jonnu Smith. Okay, you need a second wide receiver. You don't need a second tight end, but you get a second tight end. A little bit odd. I also understand taking the chance, a guy had a really good year, you can get creative with his usage, all that stuff. And then it takes us to the next level of the discussion. Is the offensive coordinator the right guy? Obviously dictated by Tomlin. It all bubbles to the top. I think people, probably you'd tell me, that have run out of patience. I would say after a lackluster year, they will have run out of patience. It all comes back to one thing. And I think the most frustrated people in the city or fans of the Steelers, you're looking at it in an extremely skeptical or frustrated way. I get that. Maybe that changes with training camp and hope springs eternal and all that stuff. It does feel like the tenor around a team changes. I don't know. I'm willing to hear him out. Probably because we have no other choice at this point. And I want to see what they can do. I want to see what this means for Tomlin. And I do think it's a natural break. If this goes poorly, you reposition with a new coach next year. I don't know if I have a lot of confidence that that's what they will do. But I don't, I couldn't reason running it back again, given the consistent failures that they will have experienced. I just can't.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, there is major controversy brewing in the studio right now. It's the Pomp and Joe Show. Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold in for the guys. Having a great time on Thursday. That break was something. So there is a nickel sitting on the counter here, and that sounds like a Clark song. It is not. Charlie Borges was explaining that I guess he threw some change or something last night while he was producing on the air with Josh Roundtree, and the nickel stood straight up, and now Borges has a sign in front of it, "Don't touch the magic nickel." So of course I was screwing with Charlie and pounding the table and blowing on the nickel and trying to get it to fall over.
And
because
of course
you have to.
The magic nickel did not move.
No. No. And concurrent with that, we're watching FS1 in the studio, and Colin Cowherd is I wouldn't exactly say he's praising the Steelers and what they're expected to do. Has them very, very low on the AFC North rank or the AFC rankings, period. And it's grinding limits gears. He's fired up.
So I like Cowherd. I think he's the best national guy out there doing this thing. But he had a ranking that absolutely fumed me. He did the AFC, the top 10 offenses that are in the AFC. Two teams ranked ahead of the Steelers who were placed at 10 were the New England Patriots, who last year had, the worst roster in the entire NFL outside of Drake May winning them a couple of games just on the goodness of how good Drake May is. That team was horrible, and they didn't do that much to improve it. But the one that really got me was the Tennessee Titans. I didn't know that we were proclaiming Cam Ward the second coming of Jaden Daniels this year, where if there wasn't quarterback desperation out there in the NFL, where every single season you can bank on a quarterback going number one overall unless there is a generational player, Cam Ward, I think, would have been a mid-first round pick. I don't think Cam Ward is as great as a lot of people are trying to make him out to be. A part of it is, well, Tennessee really needs a quarterback, and he's the best guy that was available. So Cam Ward, of course, has to be the first quarterback taken. Yeah, when was the next quarterback taken? Jackson Dart, late 20s. Cam Ward, I think, probably would have been a pick more so in the teens. But you're telling me that the Tennessee Titans offense, who overpaid for Dan Moore, that on the right side of their line has old Kevin Zeitler and J.C. Latham, who's okay. I think the Steeler offensive line is better. I detract from the Tennessee offensive line because they added Dan Moore. Okoronkwo at tight end
for
is
an absurd
just fine.
Salary.
Can you name me a wide receiver on the Tennessee Titans?
Oh, I can.
So they do have Calvin Ridley. Congratulations for them. Who else do they have? Who is their wide receiver two this year, Jason?
Oh, buddy. The Van Man, Van Jefferson.
Van Jefferson is one of their wide receivers.
This is the team we're putting ahead of the Steelers.
So Calvin Ridley, who had a really good year last year, old Tyler Lockett, ineffective Van Jefferson, and Treylon Burks, who I keep hearing about as a trade target for the Steelers, but yet probably either A, is going to miss games because he typically has a knee injury that is always dogging him, or is just ineffective and not somebody who you can consistently bank on. Tony Pollard's their running back. You just cannot convince me that that is better than the Steelers. You just can't.
So that's amazing. The guy that isn't going to any training camps or probably talking to any sources with direct knowledge of teams, and he's charged with instead trying to get a read on all 32 teams, might miss one. Who has no heightened football knowledge from playing the game or being around the game, who just is in front of a microphone, might not be completely correct.
Tony Pollard rushed for 1,000 yards last year. So did Najee Harris.
I know.
So I don't understand where the whole support of Tony Pollard. And look, if you rush for 1,000 yards now, don't you think you ultimately should, considering there's 17 games in the season?
I do.
Like, if you don't rush for 1,000 yards,
very diluted.
It should end up being a problem.
I've always thought that. Like, the, even if you do 1,000 divided by 16, like, it, you know, still, we're looking at 63 yards a game.
Right. Like, that's not that big of a deal.
Not that much, really.
Especially when you're getting 15 to 20 carries.
You know, that's like even 3,000 passing yards anymore. Like, it's not what it once was. In the way the NFL is skewed toward offense, like, that should be kind of bare minimum. At this point, I'm not going to say, oh, he rushed for 1,000 yards. That makes Najee Harris good. No.
So the Treylon Burks,
not necessarily,
to the, I guess, wide receiver three, had four catches for 34 yards last year. That was it. In five games. One catch in four games. And yet, we're trying to be convinced that he is better than, I mean, I guess Jonnu Smith would basically be the comp at this spot. I mean, if you're taking Okoronkwo against Pat Freiermuth, I'm taking Pat Freiermuth. If you're taking Burks against Jonnu Smith, I'm taking Jonnu Smith.
Yep.
If you're taking Calvin Ridley or DK Metcalf, I'm taking DK Metcalf. Tyler Lockett or Calvin Austin, I'll give you Lockett. I still think, even though he's old, he's effective. I take the Steeler running back room over Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears. I would take Aaron Rodgers over Cam Ward.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a silly debate. I mean, it really is. Like, the Steelers are going to finish ahead of the Titans. What are we even talking about here? Because one person that we know their name said this. Like, it does not make it gospel.
It's ridiculous to get somebody like me fired up about it. That's why. And I'm sure that...
I'm sure
Malzi would be the exact same way if this gets brought up on their show later on.
That's great. I hope it is, but it I don't know. Colin Cowherd, I guess, because he says things articulately and brings up points, like, it doesn't make him some football-knowing savant any more than anybody else. It's just it creates a discussion point. But there's no way. There's Drew Aller. It's your buddy on TV.
Yeah, I got to go back and watch that. Him and Franklin were on yesterday. I only saw clips.
Yeah, I saw some clips of Franklin. We're going to get to that a little bit later. I also want to pay off a tease from earlier. And doing a lot of things simultaneously. It's a good time.
We need to do a Pomp and Joe on the road like we did with Pitt Volleyball, and we got to go talk to Drew Aller.
Good luck with that with Penn State's strategic communications team. Maybe you can shout questions from afar. So this got me in reading and prepping, talking about Jalen Ramsey, where he's going to fit, Mike Tomlin, how much he's liked Jalen Ramsey over the years. Obviously, there's a relationship there. It's an interesting storyline. So remember Limits a couple weeks ago we had, it was around the time of the trade. And it came out about how much Mike Tomlin has loved Jalen Ramsey for years. In his draft year, they took Jalen Ramsey out to dinner, and that showed what kind of football player Jalen Ramsey was. He's dedicated. He wants to learn. Loves the, just has this like unquenchable desire. All this fun stuff. Well, Jalen Ramsey yesterday in Latrobe. At the time, I was broke. I was taking any meal I could have. I remember they took me to dinner, and it was a super cool meeting. I'm not saying anything against Jalen Ramsey, and I'm not saying this move's going to be screwed. It might not be. It might be really good. I like Jalen Ramsey a lot as a player. I just found it interesting that the head coach loved his acumen and all this stuff that he thought Jalen Ramsey was in it for. Jalen Ramsey's just like, man, I was hungry. I'm a college kid. I want some food. They're going to take me out to a nice meal. I'm going to take advantage of it. Just interesting how one side can see things one way and the other can see the other. Yeah, it's, look, I think Jalen Ramsey is a really good player. It'd be foolish not to say that. I think he probably puts a lot into his craft. You don't get to where he is without doing that. But there's a lot on Tomlin here. He's basically picking his personal fantasy football team. Think about what he's waited, how the Aaron Rodgers process played out, the Jalen Ramsey trade, Jonnu Smith, how they're going to fit these guys in here. It's unique, to say the least. And if it doesn't work, I think it says a whole heck of a lot about Mike Tomlin. All right, I want to squeeze in a phone call before we get to a break. Reminder, Garrett Webster will join us at 11 o'clock to talk about his dad, Iron Mike. Of course, you know all about Mike Webster. But Garrett's got a really fascinating and fun social media presence, does a lot to honor his dad's legacy. I think it's an important one to talk about. Great to have a chance to do it on the radio as well. It's something I wrote about recently. But let's go out to the fan hotline. Find John in Wexford wants to talk about Mike Tomlin. What's up, John?
Hey, Jason. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Okay. So, yeah, look, for Mike Tomlin, his tenure here in Pittsburgh will continue until he decides he no longer wants to coach. And this is going to come down to Art Rooney. Basically, his only hire as president of this team, right? Started his career as an attorney, picked up the family business as his father was getting older to take over as the president. It's the only hire he's ever made. Art's never going to let Mike Tomlin go or, air quote, fire him, because he would then damage the Rooney name and the fact that this, you know, that Dan put together the Rooney rule. He's never going to do it. He's never had a losing season. That's all well and good. And we know about all the eight seasons now with no playoff wins. And, you know, since 2010, I think it's three playoff wins since 2010. He's not going to let him go. This is all about Mike Tomlin and his decision on whether or not he wants to continue as head coach. I firmly believe that. And that's okay. He's earned that right. And this franchise prides itself on the fact that they've only had three head coaches in 56 years. Right. That is a cornerstone of stability for them. And that combination will keep Mike Tomlin employed until he no longer wishes to be employed. I would like to see them win a playoff game or two, or maybe make a Super Bowl. And I'm sure everybody else would. But I have a hard time believing that that's going to happen under the current administration and the roster that they have put together. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I mean, that was a 90-second call that could have been boiled down to 2 seconds. I don't think the Rooneys are going to fire Mike Tomlin. Yeah, fair take. Mike Tomlin might not want to do it again. It might be collaborative. Maybe they talk and say, you know what, now's a good time for a split. I think Mike Tomlin will want to continue to coach. You don't get those vibes. But if there's an opportunity for a reset, if all of this fails, you've guys on one-year deals, you've got to recalibrate quickly, it does provide that. You know, the Steelers are not required to employ Mike Tomlin in perpetuity. No caller would say that. All I'm saying is that if it goes very bad, if we're talking 5-12, 4-13, something like that, again, I think it's very good for the future of the Steelers to fall down that far. But at that point, do you think about doing it with another coach? Same guy will have been here for 20 years. I don't think the Rooneys are thrilled with where things are. I think they give Tomlin too much leeway. I don't think he absorbs enough blame from them. But it's at some point, you have to admit that this is not working. And again, we're down the theoretical road. I understand that. I just think it's a very interesting discussion to have. All of what Mike Tomlin has done this offseason, what if it doesn't go well? We'll get back into that. I want to talk to Garrett Webster at 11 a.m. We're going to talk about 20 years since the transformative paper, we'll call it that, from Dr. Bennett Amalu on Garrett's dad, Mike Webster, changed the way we think about concussions in athletes, the way we're treated. I want to get into also how Garrett sort of, honors his dad, does it a cool way on social media, wants to tell a certain side of the story. I'll explain that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.